Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, business. It is my life and I'm sure it is your life too. As we talked about yesterday on the radio show, business is not a job, it's a way of life. It's a way of thinking. Most people don't want to be in business because of the commitment that it takes. Because it's always on your mind. They want to have their mind free to do other things. And although we may enjoy doing other things, business is it's our focus. It's what we do. It's our gift to the world in many ways because we create jobs, we create income, we create the gross national product. But you know, business is interesting because business is somewhat like a Rubik's Cube. Do you remember the Rubik's Cube? Depending on your age, I can't remember when the Rubik's Cube came out, but that was all the rage. It's a little cube, and it's got different colors on it, and what you do is you twist it different ways, and you try to line all the colors up. And most people can get really frustrated because it's almost impossible to do. And then you get other people who look at it, and they actually see it in their mind. And because they see it in their mind, they're able to twist it and turn it, and they're able to make all the colors on all the sides even. Most people can't do that. Most people can't be in business. Business is kind of interesting. And I remember once having a conversation with someone, and this doesn't relate to me directly, but it was about an ice machine. And this person, the company needed a new ice machine, and the ice company, the company that repairs them, says, oh, we can't fix this. It's just impossible. But one of their customers happened to be a millwright at the steel mill. He fixed things. And he said, you know, let's take this ice machine, throw it up on my pickup truck, and see what I can do. So the ice machine was thrown on his pickup truck. He comes back to the store the next day. He says, your ice machine is fixed. The owner says, what do I owe you? He says, oh, give me a couple bags of coffee. And he, in his hand, he said, here's what was wrong. He had some ball bearings in there that cost $1.50 to replace it. The reason he was able to do that and he was able to fix the ice machine was because he saw it in his mind. You could also see him tracking how it works. He was thinking about it. Here's how it works. Here's how the systems work. He understood it. He understood the Rubik's Cube of the mechanics. What we need to do and what we do is understand the Rubik's Cube of business. It isn't just a matter of putting our name on a door and printing stationery and, as they say on television all the time, just throwing up a website and they'll come to you. You have to be able to take all of the pieces of business, prospecting, sales, marketing, customer service, human relations, taxes, regulations. Oh, my goodness, it goes on and on. You have to be able to twist and turn those things in your business so that you can do them right, so that you cannot get on anyone's bad list, and make sure it works. And what happens when you take and you twist those Rubik's Cubes of business and all those things that need to be done? You make a profit. If there's one little thing that's not lining up in the business, you are not going to make a profit. You've got to correct that. So all day long, we are playing the reality game of business. We're putting everything on the line every single day. It's what we live for. It's what we do. It's the excitement of it. It's the excitement of winning the game. And yes, it's about paying the mortgage. There's no question about that. There is never a question. But people who are in business just to make money and just to pay the mortgage usually don't have great success. It's people who really want to just show the world what they can do, make it better, make a better business, make a business that's going to employ people, make a business that the community is going to look up to. Oh, yeah, they make a lot of money, too. So Let's think about our business as a game, as a Rubik's Cube that we need to put together. Let's make it happen, and if we're not getting it the first time, if we're not getting something right, if something is not lining up, let's take a look at it and make sure that it's happening. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.